7:48. We're rocking a Wednesday morning. Right, James Timberlake?
Indeed, yes. Yes.
Did you get a little rain? Did you get a little wet out there?
Yeah, it's not the best.
It is the best, right? Getting some rain, soaking into the ground out there. Like it.
I guess it's better than snow.
Well, it has. We got moisture. That's all we need. Getting some moisture today, and it's going to be like this most of the day today. You could see some snow showers. If you're in the higher elevations moving up, you might probably see some snow right now. Highs today will be around 50, but we are currently at 38 degrees, so we're making our way there. Today, Wednesday, February 25th, former talk show host Sally Jesse Raphael is 91. Today, Karen Grassley, better known as Caroline Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie series. Jeez, she's 84 today.
Okay.
Oh, how we grow up, right? Wrestler Ric Flair is 77. You know of Ric Flair?
Yeah, I mean, I know of him. I'm not the biggest wrestling person in the world, but yes.
Yeah. Comedian Carrot Top, which always cracks me up every time I see that name. It's just. How would you like to be known instead of James Timberlake as Carrot Top?
Not well. It wouldn't work for me.
No, it would not work for you. 61 today, Carrot Top. On the date book, 1836, Samuel Colt patents the revolver on this date.
Okay.
1901, U.S. Steel Corporation established by J.P. Morgan. 1919, okay. Oregon is the first state to tax gasoline, 1 cent per gallon. And in 1922, L.T. Brown sets a high jump record, 6 feet, 4¾ inches. That was 1922. Good job,
I'm
L.T.
Pretty sure that's been broken now.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is up to now. What's a world record? Check that out. World record, a high jump record right now. What is it? Is it 10 feet?
8 feet.
8 feet. Jeez, Bob.
0.45 inches.
8 feet.
Yeah.
So 2 feet more, basically, from LT.
Correct. Yeah. Eight feet, 0.4 inches.
Don't you wonder about this? I've always wondered about this, you know.
That was in 1993, and it hasn't been broken since.
I know. Well, that's a long time for for a record to last. But I asked this question to myself because I played sports when I was in school, and track and field was one of them. And I always would wonder to myself, you know, where are we going to be 10, 20, 30 years from now? These records always, you know, they're fractions of seconds, you know, but still they're going down and going down, getting broke longer, faster, harder. You know, it's just, where will it ever end?
There is a limit to the human body, I would say.
I would agree with you, but where will that be? It always mystified me. It's just like, how fast will they go? Anyway, I was curious about that. Today, hey, let's have some chocolate-covered peanuts today, James.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's all eat right day. All right.
Okay.
Quiet day. Ooh. Okay.
Quiet day?
Quiet.
Okay.
Have a quiet day. Hey, we're 10 months from Christmas, by the way. Just passing that along since we're the 25th day.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
Before you know it, right? Clam chowder day. And I know for a fact you do not like clam chowder.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Okay. Manhattan clam chowder was actually created by Italian immigrants in Rhode Island before it became popular in New York.
Huh.
Authentic New England clam chowder is traditionally thickened with the roux or crushed oyster crackers. Okay. 1939, a bill was introduced in the Maine state legislature to make it illegal to put tomatoes in clam chowder.
Illegal?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Seems like an extreme, but okay.
Does anybody put tomatoes? I didn't know if that was part of that or not.
There's got to be somebody out there.
Okay. The word chowder, from the French word chaudir, which refers to a type of cooking pot.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Geoduck, or it's actually pronounced gooey duck, okay, is a common type of giant clam used in the Pacific Northwest chowders.
Right.
It looks like geoduck, but it's gooey duck. And Rhode Island clam chowder is clear or muddy due to the lack of milk or tomatoes. I guess tomatoes are in clam chowder.
That's news to me.
And Herman Melville devoted an entire chapter. If you did not read Moby Dick, did you ever read Moby Dick? You've read every other book. Obviously not.
If I did, it would have been in high school, and I don't remember it. So,
well, there's an entire chapter to clam chowder.
I do remember that.
Okay, so
I think that was something that was in. I mean, there's been a couple movies of the Moby Dick book, and I remember in one of them they do like an extended scene about clam chowder, and I thought it was really weird.
Yeah, chapter 15 of Moby Dick. It's titled Chowder.
Okay.
All right. Did not know that. Yeah, I don't know if I got through that book in high school, James. I must have missed that. I must have missed that day.
It's like reading, you know, Edgar. I mean, one's poetry, one's a book, but it's like reading Edgar Allan Poe. You're like, I don't really understand anything that's happening here.
I know, right? And I have a hard time with my attention span to sit through that. Okay.
Or it's like trying to get people to read like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It's like, it's a classic book, but it's classic in many ways.
Yeah. Okay. In the UK, a man reported to police for carrying a small child on a highway. Cops stopped him. He was holding a garden gnome. Oops.
Okay. Sure.
Walking down the highway with my garden gnome.
I guess you'll never know when you need
it. We'll never know when you might need it. He was saving the garden gnome. Okay. Trivia today, James. We got lots of trivia today. Four things you didn't know yesterday. It's estimated 130 to 150 million wooden utility poles across the U.S. and Canada.
Wait, how many?
There are an estimated 130 to 150 million wooden utility poles across the U.S. and Canada. Around 30 to 40 million are in Canada alone. That's a lot of wooden utility poles.
Yeah, that's a substantial amount.
Yes. The average 10-year-old owns 238 toys, games, and video games. Wow.
238? That's a lot.
238? That's a ton. Okay.
Literally.
Really. There are currently 154 female billionaires in America. All right. Sweet. Good job, ladies. We got to get that number up, though.
Sure.
Because there's 981 male billionaires. So let's get that evened out. Don't you think?
Yeah. Why not?
Yes, let's do it. Come on, ladies. Girl Scouts sell how many millions of packages of cookies each year?
Oh, I bet it's an amount that is staggering. Confusing.
200 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Nice. Are they out now? Aren't they out now selling?
I always kind of figured it's something they're doing year-round.
Yeah. Speaking of food, James, did you... I know you weren't here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance? I sent some home.
I got it, but I did not eat it yesterday. I'm going to eat it at lunch today.
All right. So you're not going to... Okay, I understand that. You're not feeling well sometimes. We had a great listener. I'm not going to mention their name. They don't want their names mentioned. Great couple. Listened to us all the time. Brought up. And I'm going to tell them this, okay? They're listening right now. I'm almost positive. That was the best banana bread I have ever had in my life.
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm excited to go home and try it.
You might go home right now.
Yeah.
Get you all hungry for it. Because we were talking about banana bread not too long ago.
Well, like we've talked about every piece of bread or something. We're always talking about food under the sun at this point.
They made banana bread for us. Oh, my. I had to walk away. I had
2 pieces.
Oh, man, lock him up.
I know, man. Normally, I just have one and I'll walk away, but I could not. I'm having another one. 2 of them. And we had people in the office. They're going, wow, who made the banana bread? And then I had a little note to thank our good listeners, to thank James and I for being on the show in the morning. So we appreciate that. I'm not going to mention, they didn't want to be mentioned.
I'll do it forever if I'm offered food as payment, you know?
No, man.
I'm a simple man.
Cannot believe that was the best banana bread I've ever had. Hands down.
Hands down, too.
Hands
so
down.
No competition.
So there was no competition. I'm sorry, Mom, but their bread was outstanding. They should be loafing that up and selling it on a street corner somewhere. Man alive. So thank you for bringing us a very great treat at Sheridan Media yesterday. From the Synergy Home Care Studios, James and Bob on your Wednesday. James got Swap Shop for you coming up next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.